Okay, so we'll begin.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
This is an initiation ceremony. Something which is central to Vedic culture and practically an anathema or something which is not at all liked in Western culture. In Western culture is based on kartaham, I am the doer. Regarding which Lord Krishna states in Bhagavad Gita, Prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasaha ahankara vimurhatma kartahamiti manyate. One who thinks I am the doer, I am independent, is when actually he's under the control of the three gunas, the three modes of nature. Is simply acting out of false ego and is a big fool. Vimudhatma means that the consciousness, his foolishness, is practically one with his consciousness. Regarding the surrender to the Guru, there is a nice verse in Srimad Bhagavatam. Regarding Krishna, Krishna, I hope you all know, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If you don't accept this, then don't take initiation. Because the essence of initiation is actually not chanting 16 rounds, but accepting Vishnu or Krishna as all in all. So Krishna is supreme means, as he states in Bhagavad Gita, Matah parataram nanyat kinchid asti dhananjay. Nothing or anything is equal to or greater than Krishna. He's above everyone. Which means that by his very nature, he is independent. Now Krishna is the best everything. So he's also the Hare Krishna. He's also the best disciple. Now if he's above everyone and he's independent, then how can he be a disciple at all? If he's above everyone and he's independent, then how is at all is he a disciple? Because a disciple means to accept a subordinate position. And which means to accept a position of dependency. Krishna was living at the Gurukul of Sandipani Muni. You can still visit that site in Ujjain. So how to live as a brahmachari is described in Srimad Bhagavatam. Brahmachari Guru Kule Vasandanto Guru Hitam Acharan Dasavo Nichan Guru Sudrida Sohridam. The brahmachari should live in the Gurukul. And he should control his senses. He should act always for the benefit of the Guru, taking the position of a menial servant and having firm trust and love for his Guru. So Krishna did this, even though he is the Supreme. He says in Gita, a famous verse, Yada yada hi dharmasya glane bhavati bharata abhyutanam adharmasya tadatmanam srijamyaham. It's not going to work. So, Krishna comes to establish dharma both by speaking Bhagavad Gita and by personally acting in an ideal way.
So,
although there's no need for Krishna to take the position of a disciple, he does so to demonstrate the ideal of doing so. Although, of course, Krishna is the guru of everyone. Vasudeva sutang devam kamsa chanuram madaram devaki paramanandam krishnam vande jagat gurum. He's the guru, he's guru of the whole universe. So, the narration is there that Krishna, one of his compatriots, students, was Sudama. Somehow or other in Tamil is known as Kuchela, different name. I don't know, maybe that one. Once they went out to collect firewood, and in the forest they got caught by a terrific storm. So they couldn't get back to the Gurukul. And they had to shiver all night in the forest. And in the morning, the Guru Sandipani with some of the disciples went to search for them. So when they found them, Sandipani Muni expressed much gratefulness or appreciation of their shishyatva, their discipleship.
பகவான் ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ணரையும் சுதாமாயும் அந்த வனத்தில் கண்ட பொழுது அவருடைய அந்த சிஷ்யருடைய குணத்தை மிக பாராட்டினார்.
And he spoke this verse.
அவர் இந்த பின்வரும் ஸ்லோகத்தை எப்பொழுது பேசினார்.
ஏதேவ ஹி சச் சிஷ்யர் கர்த்தவ்யம் குரு நிஷ்கிருதம் தத்வாய் விசுத்த பாவேன சர்வார்த்தாத்மாத்மனம் குரு. The meaning of which is that this indeed is the proper conduct of a genuine disciple.
சாந்திபுரியின் இந்த ஸ்லோகத்தின்படி கூறினார், இப்படி ஒரு நல்ல நடத்தையாக பணிவுள்ள நடத்தையாக இருப்பதே ஒரு சிஷ்யனுடைய முக்கியமான ஆச்சாரமாகும் என்று.
In discharging his duty towards his guru.
ஒரு குருவிற்காக தன்னுடைய கடமையை செய்யும் பொழுது சிஷ்யன் இந்த அளவுக்கு பணிவு மனப்பான்மையுடனாக கடமை உணர்ச்சியாக இருக்க வேண்டும்.
That he offers everything, his everything he has and his very self unto the guru.
சிஷ்யன் ஆன்மீக குருவிற்கு தன்னுடைய உடைமைகள் அனைத்தையுமே தன்னையே அர்ப்பணம் செய்கின்றான். அவருடைய சேவையில்
in pure consciousness,
உண்மையான சுத்தமான மனோ உணர்வில்.
So what does this mean to offer oneself to the guru?
தன்னை முழுமையான வகையில் குருவிற்கு அர்ப்பணித்தால் என்றால், அர்ப்பணிப்பது என்றால் என்ன பொருள் ஆகும்?
It seems like one is becoming a slave.
உண்மையில் இது மேலோட்டமான வகையில் தோன்றுகிற ஒரு அடிமையை போல மாறுவதை போல.
So that is a fact.
உண்மைதான், நாம் அடிமையாகத்தான் மாறுகின்றோம்.
But the guru himself is a slave.
ஆன்மீக குருவே ஒரு அடிமை ஆவார்.
He is a slave to his guru.
அவர் தன்னுடைய ஆன்மீக குருடைய அடிமை ஆவார்.
And his guru is a slave to his guru.
ஆனால் அவருடைய ஆன்மீக குரு அவருடைய ஆன்மீக குருடைய அடிமை ஆவார்.
And in this way it goes all the way up to Krishna. He's the only one who's not a slave.
இவ்வாறாக இந்த எல்லா ஆன்மீக குருக்களுமே அடிமைகள் அல்லது சேவகர்களே ஆவார்கள். இறுதியில் பகவான் ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ணர் மட்டுமே முழுவதற்கு கடவுள். யாருக்கும் அடிமையே கிடையாது.
ஏகலை ஈஸ்வர கிருஷ்ண ஆர் சப பிரித்த. Krishna is the only one controller. Everyone else is his servant.
ஏகலை ஈஸ்வர கிருஷ்ண பகவான் ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ணர் மட்டுமே முழுவதற்கு கடவுள் ஆளுநர் ஆவார். நாம் அனைவருமே சேவகர்கள் அடிமைகளே ஆவோம்.
But this is not the slavery of force, but the slavery of love.
ஆனால் இந்த அடிமைத்தனம் ஒரு பலவந்தத்தின் அடிப்படையில் ஏற்படக்கூடிய அடிமைத்தனம் கிடையாது. அன்பின் அடிப்படையில் நாம் அடிமையாக மாறுகின்றோம் இங்கு.
So Krishna also shows how by offering oneself to one's guru in love, one does not lose anything, one gains everything.
ஒரு நபர் அன்பின் அடிப்படையில் குருவிற்கு அடிமையாக கூடிய நேரத்தில், சேவராக மாறக்கூடிய நேரத்தில் எதையுமே இழப்பதில்லை, ஆனால் பல பலன்களை அடைகின்றார் என்ற விஷயத்தை கிருஷ்ணர் என்று கூறுகின்றார்.
In this material world, kartaham, we think I am doing everything.
இந்த பௌதிக உலகத்தில் நாம் அனைவருமே பொதுவாக நாமே எல்லா விதமான விஷயங்களுடைய கட்டுப்பாட்டாளர் என்ற உணர்வில் இருக்கின்றோம்.
We think ourselves to be owners of whatever little things appear to be in our possession.
நம்முடைய கட்டுப்பாட்டில் உள்ள வசத்தில் உள்ள சில பொருட்களின் அடிப்படையில் நாம் எல்லா விதமான பொருட்களையும் கட்டுப்படுத்துபவர் என்று நினைக்கின்றோம் தவறான முறையில்.
But by admitting our dependence upon Krishna, we become free from the illusion of thinking that I am this body and everything in relation to this body is mine. Aham mama bhava.
கிருஷ்ணரிடம் சாதாரணமான முறையில் தானாகவே சரணாகதி அடைவதன் மூலமாக நாம் இந்த உலகத்தில் உள்ள பொருட்கள் அனைத்தும் என்னுடையவே என்ற உரிமை உணர்ச்சியிலிருந்து விடுபடுகின்றோம்.
So by offering, yeah, we offer everything to Krishna via the guru.
நாம் பகவான் ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ணருக்கு எல்லாவற்றையும் ஆன்மீக குருவின் மூலமாக அர்ப்பணிக்கின்றோம்.
And of course the training is there.
இதற்கு ஆன்மீக குருவின் அடிப்படையில் பயிற்சி அளிக்கப்படுகின்றது.
We may offer everything to the guru, but still we have so many sanskaras or bad thoughts within our consciousness.
நாம் ஆன்மீக குருவிற்கு வெளிப்படையான முறையில் எல்லா விதமான விஷயங்களையும் அர்ப்பணித்தாலும் கூட நம்முடைய இதயத்தில் உணர்வில் இன்னும் பலவிதமான தவறான உணர்வுகள் உடையவர்களாகத்தான் இருக்கின்றோம்.
So diksha is another kind of sanskara by which the kusanskaras, the bad impressions in our consciousness, is removed.
தீட்சை என்பது ஒரு மத ஆன்மீக சடங்காகும். இதன் மூலமாக நம்முடைய உணர்வுகளில் உள்ள சூக்ஷ்மமான கலங்க உணர்ச்சிகள் நீக்கப்படுகின்றன.
What is that? Divyam gyanam yato dadyat purva papasya sankshayam. What's the next line? Guru, Deshikai Sattvakovidai. Esha Diksha Iti Prokta Deshikai Sattvakovidai. According to the learned, Diksha is that process by which one attains spiritual knowledge. And one is freed from the reactions of previous sinful activities. Tasmat Diksha Iti Prokta. Therefore it is called Tasmat Diksha Iti Prokta. Therefore it is called Diksha. Di means Divya Gyanam and Ksha means the destruction of sin. Sangshayam means complete destruction. So at the time of initiation, the disciple has to offer everything he has and his very self to the Guru. So whatever you have, your apartment, your bank balance, whatever you have to offer it. Yes, you have to offer it. That attitude should be there. But the Guru won't, he'll say, all right, you take it back and you utilize it in Krishna's service. But one should no longer think that all these things are mine. One should think that actually it's all Guru's property, Krishna's property, but I am just given some service to do by looking after these things. So we have to offer ourselves and everything we have in the service of the Guru. Now we see that Krishna, as a typical brahmachari, he lived in the Gurukul, he studied, and when his study was finished, he went to get married and all these things. So how can you offer yourself and everything to the Guru if you live away from the Guru? We don't know that Krishna, after his leaving the Gurukul, Samavartana, that he went back again ever. We don't hear that he ever went back. So we may wonder, what is the relationship with the Guru if you don't see the Guru? Now, of course, in Vedic culture, Guru is not only one. In one sense, Guru is one, in as much as everyone in the role of Guru should teach the same one truth. But apart from Diksha Guru, there may be many Gurus. The parents, they are the first gurus. Specifically, it's stated in Shastra that the first guru is the mother. And the Brahmanas, they are all gurus. So, it's not that one is without gurus. Although one may not see the Diksha Guru very much. This is applicable in the modern context also. We don't live in Brahminical culture. So there aren't Brahmins to give guidance locally in most situations. But by the grace of modern technology, you can also have printed books which give instructions. Especially, we recommend and instruct all disciples and everyone else to read Srila Prabhupada's books. And in pursuance of Srila Prabhupada's teachings and his instructions for sannyasis to write, I'm also writing books. So you can also read my books. Especially that Beginner's Guide to Krishna Consciousness is very important for beginners. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu book, you can read to get some introduction to who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So also by the grace of modern technology, you can listen to Srila Prabhupada's lectures. Even though Srila Prabhupada isn't personally present, there are many of his lectures which we can hear. And you can also hear my lectures. And I regularly hold conclaves or get-togethers of my disciples in various places in India. The next one is scheduled for the beginning of May in Rishikesh. So I would invite my disciples to attend that also. And the next one after that would be in Govardhan in Kartik. So you can keep in contact in this way. And take these instructions and apply them in your life. Srila Prabhupada writes in one of his purports that The guru is not so much satisfied when the disciple brings a lot of money, but he's more satisfied, fully satisfied, when he sees that the disciple is making actual progress in Krishna consciousness.
So,
Please be ideal devotees. I have a reputation of being strict. But my outlook is that if we're going to take to Krishna consciousness, we should take to it with full heart and soul. You can't make proper progress. We can't make proper progress if we're still trying to enjoy this material world. Unless we take Krishna consciousness very seriously. Therefore, sarvart atmatma, sarvart atmapanam guru, everything we have, the very meaning of our life and our very self, we should offer in service to Guru. Okay, that's all I'll say now. It's a very big topic. So, Diksha doesn't mean a one-time ceremony, but you go on hearing and practicing on and on and on. Okay, so now you can speak.